just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Steve, I got a riddle for you.
I like riddles.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is Little Orphan Annie's favorite part of Disneyland?
I don't know.
Tomorrow.
Of course it is.
Tomorrowland.
We're taking Annie to Tomorrowland.
She would love to go to Tomorrowland.
It's more like Yesterdayland, isn't it?
Oh, sweetie.
Poor thing.
Poor Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland, I think, is one of those areas that the general population wins out when they're like, we don't want anything to change, we want everything to stay the same. In Tomorrowland, you actually get that wish, because they don't update many things in Tomorrowland very often.
Not recently, no.
And we're talking Disneyland Tomorrowland for right now, because I feel like it has the most room for improvement.
Oh, definitely true. Mm-hmm. Because there is actually a lot of improvements at Magic Kingdom Tomorrowland. They are doing a bunch of things to it right now.
Right.
They are putting in the Neutron coaster that's mm-hmm. absolutely freaking huge. It's so big.
Yeah.
It makes Space Mountain look like a little mini ride. It's crazy.
Yeah.
When you look at the pictures next to each other.
And there is no, as far as I know, there's no announcement that Tron is coming to Disneyland as of yet. We'll right. see. I think rumor has it that they'll probably be bringing it there.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, there is no official announcement that it's going to be there.
We're looking at you, D23 2020.
Oh, yeah. but we thought we would try a spending Mr. Banks moment where we'll try to fix Tomorrowland
right.
with our endless amounts of money at our disposal.
Right. So yeah, we're talking about Disneyland specifically on that one,
yeah.
Because it was rumored a couple of months ago, right, that there was going to be like a $600 million overhaul of it.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of money. That's a good amount of money to overhaul that land. Some lands, I mean, obviously with like when they built Galaxy's Edge, that was like, what, $1.1 billion, I think it was.
Or, oh, gosh, I don't know.
I think that's how much it was to build those lands out. But $600 million will go a very long way.
$600 million, you mean?
$600 million.
Oh, I thought you said $600 billion, and I was like, wow. Ooh. Now they're getting crazy.
Now see, this is why you got to keep supporting all them Disney movies.
Yeah,
but yeah,
they need the money.
So if we're talking about that park specifically, I mean, there is so much you can do, obviously, right off the bat.
Right, and some things I think that they are working on actually doing. For instance, this last year we've gotten word that they're taking the French fry rocks out of in front of Tomorrowland.
That's breaking news.
Breaking.
From 8 months ago.
Yeah, it's old news. But it's one of the things that I wanted to do to improve Tomorrowland, and that is improve the mobility through the area.
Oh, that's for sure the reason.
It gets cloggy.
Yeah.
It's like
the worst we've seen anywhere.
It's really bad. Mm-hmm. And part of it is the fact that there are a lot of people that aren't quite sure where they're going. And I can appreciate that. Disneyland can be very confusing. A lot of it also has to do with people just standing in places that they shouldn't just be standing.
Well, it's because there's the abandoned people mover overhead right through there.
That was another thing I was gonna talk about.
Okay.
For sure. But just in general, I feel like the walkways could use some help.
Uh-huh.
And taking out the French fry rocks that kind of overhang parts of the walkway, I think was a good idea to give it even just make it feel a little bit bigger.
Right.
Even though you're probably gaining maybe a foot, you know.
You could fit a lot of people on a foot at Disney.
Oh, they do fit a lot of people on a foot at Disney.
You're perfect. Yeah. But one of the big problems, we'll just go right into that with the people mover track overhead right there. Uh-huh. some of the biggest problems with that is not only does it take up footage, square footage down the walkway,
yes,
but it also creates great places for people to stop and to sit and to enjoy the shade that's overhead.
Mm-hmm.
And it, although that seems very nice, the problem is then it attracts people to stay and stop right in the middle of the walkway.
Right.
And so if you eliminate that completely, and for the first time ever, I would say, give us nothing but sun overhead to get you out of that places, you know,
or give them a place to sit, you know, like
where the French fry procs used to be, maybe.
Sure. Give them benches over there. I think a lot of it, what it is, families and people sitting and waiting for people to get off rides, because there's a lot of people with strollers and lots of people, and there's the food carts all around there.
Yeah.
And it becomes, like you said, a very much a sit a spell type of area,
uh-huh,
which does not work when there are so many people walking through that space.
Yeah.
We've talked about the People Mover tracks a lot in the past, and I had some ideas for it, none of which would actually work.
But right.
We talked about how cool it would be to have a Star Wars themed parade that goes on the track.
That would
be there.
So cool.
It's impossible to do, because how are you going to watch a parade up there? It's just not going to work, but it would be so cool to do.
Yeah.
They did kind of do something like that, though. I don't know if you saw a video on the monorail. They had an open air car going around the monorail with people
with
lightsabers.
Fantastic fun.
Yeah, kind of like a get excited, like they need to build up more hype for Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, you know? Right. What park were they doing that in?
Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
And so
I like that.
I want the People Mover track to be used.
Yeah.
But we know that structurally it's been damaged enough that they probably can't use it anymore. And so at this point, you just need to take it out.
It would have made me very happy if they could have been able to figure out some good use of it.
Yeah.
But where we are in today's world, no. Where we are today, get rid of it.
But here's another idea that I had
tomorrow for that.
Yeah. What if we take out the track and leave the posts in there and just put some sort of flat like branch type of situation, so it shades the entire walkway and turn them into futuristic trees, like put branches on them, and then you could light them all up at night too, and people would love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because I was thinking about the same type of a thing that you could do, like the cell, the sun shade cells type thing from building to building across the top through there.
Yeah,
you could have done that much higher to provide shade as well.
Yeah.
But I don't think you'd need it quite as much in at Disneyland as you do in Florida. It's not quite as brutal there, right?
It's
a little
true.
Bit more
manageable. I definitely feel like I'm being roasted more in Florida than I did ever in California.
Yeah.
But shade is always necessary. There are times that we've been there that it has been over 100 degrees and any amount of shade was welcome, you know, so they do get hot, obviously.
Yeah.
And kids and elderly people need more shade. So I don't know, just, I think turning them into futuristic trees that offer some sort of shade cover,
that'd be pretty fun.
Would be nice. But then does it just make the problem worse of people just standing there?
Completely true. And that's why I say just drown it with sun, so that people will want to get onto a ride quickly, and encourage you to, you know, put an umbrella up till you when you're buying a Coke.
You're so corporate.
There you go. It really is. And part of it too really does make me somewhat upset that there's like all that space over in front of the over to where they do the like food do they do the food stuff there, like the dessert parties and stuff
at Disneyland?
No, I'm getting my parks completely mixed up.
You're getting
up
them
now.
Totally shuffled.
Oh,
up.
How embarrassing. Okay, never mind. Take that back, because that's a Disney
World. Your bicoastalness is showing.
Like that. But it's kind of the same with that park as well, that there's all that dessert stuff over to the side.
They always have the churros and the popcorn things all along that main thoroughfare right there.
And it always feels somewhat empty over there. So you're just like, can we shuffle people over to this part by chance?
Mm.
And I wonder if you could do the same thing at Disneyland, where there's a little bit of space over there to kind of keep people out of the walkway areas more. Would be great, but that's all for that reason. And then there's the spinner ride in the front, right?
Yes.
There's been a lot of discussion about the fact that they're taking, they are going to be taking that ride out and moving it to a different location.
Yeah, I mean, in Florida, it's up on top of the people mover
there.
Which I find fascinating that they still have it up there. They have like the elevator that takes people up.
It's so crazy. I love everything about it.
Because having the ride up there in front is a big statement piece. And it's very eye-catching, to say the least. But it does make the whole entrance about moving around a ride, and then there's a line for the ride.
Yeah.
And it feels crowded as soon as you walk in there.
Yeah, and Disney's concept nowadays is to have a big eye-catching area at the end of the walkways to draw you into the park and down to that portion of the park.
Sure.
And that really breaks the momentum up right there. It adds a lot of kinetic energy, as they like to say.
Yes.
People use that word.
It's moving.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So that's fun, and I love the look of it right there, but having that much utilized square, especially at Disneyland, you need that square footage back.
You do. Yeah. Mm. Another thing that I was going to say that would probably help kind of ties into all of this is just an update of the color and texture of Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
It kind of has a weird 60s style feel to it.
Yeah.
Keep going. Which ages it. I feel like it makes it feel old. And we were walking even around Epcot, and we were thinking, man, if they just repainted some of these buildings, it would make it look a lot less old. And Disney's constantly painting, so these colors are a choice.
Yeah.
They're not sun faded. They've chosen to paint them that color. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I feel like if they could determine a color scheme that was a little more timeless, it would help the whole area not feel quite so. It feels almost grimy to me because of the color scheme.
And interestingly enough, they are currently going through Disney World's park at Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
And they are taking out a lot of like the big metal fixtures that were on the side of things.
Mm-hmm.
They're stripping all that off and making it very what is considered clean and sleek, but it's very 60s mid-century modern, you know. So I think it has more of a retro look than it had before.
Right.
So it's almost like they're purposely going back to a more 60s inspired look. Which I think is a direction they're going to go back to.
And this is the thing about Disneyland Paris that I appreciate is their Tomorrowland, quote unquote. They don't have an official Tomorrowland, but their future themed area is a steampunk inspired area. So it looks old,
right?
But it looks like it's old on purpose, and it has a very specific theme to it. Whereas both American Park Tomorrowlands, they just feel neglected because of the style that they've built them in, which is unfortunate.
Now, how upset would you be, you personally, if they decided, would you advocate for them going with a new direction? And let's say that they decide to call it Space Camp or something like that, or Space Land, and completely take it in a different direction, but somewhat inspired direction.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's almost like, and I think in a lot of ways, that's kind of, the direction that we're kind of moving with, as you know, people are now going to space again for the first time, that could be a thing that's happening in the next 20 or 30 years.
Sure.
So having it be something like that, would you personally be in support of something like that?
I think what we're running into, the issue that I run into with Tomorrowland, especially in Disneyland, is that so much of it was Star Wars inspired.
Yeah.
That now it's redundant and you can't do that same vibe in two separate places in the park. You know Apparently. What I mean?
Yeah.
Breaking that up is not going to work.
Yeah.
And so I feel like Tomorrowland can't be space themed. Like I feel like, and you can't take Space Mountain out. So you or have Star to Tours. Kind of work around. Well, you can take Star Tours out, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
They've talked about it in the past. Now that they have Star, they have the,
Millennium Falcon Ride, Smuggler's Run.
Well, I'm trying to think of the name of the area. How did I just forget the name of the
Galaxy's
area?
Galaxy's Edge.
Galaxy's Edge, thank you.
It's not often that I know the answer.
Right? Now that they have Galaxy's Edge, they had been talking about removing Star Tours as far as the theme goes out of that ride. And also, they were thinking about putting a Marvel Iron Man themed ride in there originally.
That'd be fun.
But now they're building the campus on the, in the other park. Right. So you don't want to put that in there.
That part's going to be awesome too.
So they're just burning ideas that could be used to update that area. So I don't know. I feel like they almost need to find maybe if they just go the science route instead of the space route and make a science themed area.
Oh, interesting.
Because that used to be the thing. In Florida, they had a ride called Body Wars. That was their Star Tours-esque type thing where you went inside a body and that kind of stuff. They have all sorts of things like that. They could because probably lean that way.
That's what there was there in that building before, right? Was some sort of thing like that. Where
it was a microscope. Yeah,
it was the original. What's the ride called when they don't stop?
Omnimover.
It was the very first Omnimover. Oh, my goodness.
We are just dropping words all over the place.
I have not drank enough Pepsi for this.
So that's what I'm wondering is if maybe they need to go in a direction less space themed and more discovery or science themed to make it different from what they have now in the Star Wars sections of the park. Or lean full into it and make it another Star Wars area, like a different outpost from the one that they built.
Yeah, that could be a lot of fun
Star Wars.
Oh, that could be a ton of fun. But I think that they definitely have a very specific vision that they move forward with. Because my guess is if I want to do another one where we just literally talk about what we would do if we could do it. But I think that they are planning on ripping down that circle building that was Carousel of Progress.
Uh-huh.
I think they are planning on taking that out and putting the Tron coaster there.
Which I still hate.
Uh-huh.
I get so frustrated with that circle building, and I get frustrated with Disney in general on the subject of they're not doing any more of their shows. And I'm not talking like musical review nonsense with the mascots. I want animatronic shows like the Country Bear Jamboree and America Sings, which used to be in that building.
Yeah.
You could do an amazing show now with the kind of animatronics that we have at our disposal now. A show in that building could be extremely impressive.
Yep.
And especially now that people are very into Star Wars again.
Yeah.
A lot of the figures in there would just straight up be people in armor. So you don't even have to articulate mouths or anything like that.
Mm.
People are very into this, the Mandalorian on Disney Plus, Darth Vader, the Stormtroopers, all these people are in these full face covered things where you could potentially have maybe four or five figures that actually have to have mouth movement.
Yeah.
And the rest could still be impressive without it. And even if you're not doing Star Wars, you could do all sorts of really cool things in a science-themed area with a show of some kind.
Yeah.
I hate that they're taking out that cool old theater to put in a coaster. I know that the people on the West Coast probably want Tron really bad.
It looks like an awesome ride.
I'm sure it does, but there's already going to be one in... is it Shanghai?
Yeah, I think so.
Shanghai.
Yeah, the original one.
And one in Florida. So do we really need everything the same on both coasts? This is a whole nother conversation.
Uh-huh.
But I guess what I'm saying, in defense of the circle building, it could be so cool and it has been so mismanaged and underutilized for so long.
Right.
That it's frustrating to me.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, they should take the Academy for the Little Kids where they get to use the lightsabers.
I feel like that has moved somewhere.
No, they still do it out in front of the restaurant, which is a horrible place to do it. Yeah. It's so crowded and so noisy. Why not make the inside of that building the place where you do that?
Yeah.
You could do cool lighting effects and you could give the kids a really cool entrance and you could, you know.
Do you think they'll ever move that over to Galaxy's Edge?
I don't think they can. I don't think there's an area for them. I mean, I guess they have enough performance areas that it might work. But for now, it's so busy.
They'll move that to Tom Sawyer's Island.
Right.
That's actually a great idea.
They couldn't do that.
I think they could.
I do not want the whole park taken over by Star Wars. I'm sorry. I like Star Wars just fine. I'm sure we're going to watch the second movie sometime soon, but I do not want an entire park of Star Wars stuff.
Unless you're going to give us a fifth park
in Florida. You're giving us a whole new gate for it, sure. But don't take over Tom Sawyer Island with Star Wars. It just, I don't want the Ewoks running around on Tom Sawyer Island.
Ewok Island.
Oh, no. Stop.
I can say, though, I think that Disney's definitely have a plan in place for it.
Yeah.
And goodness only knows what it's going to be when it is unveiled, because it's going to be something.
It'll be something for sure. Something. I guess the real problem is, like I said, I feel like without being able to utilize the space theme, they're really putting themselves in a difficult spot to keep all of their attractions that are already there.
Yeah.
With Star Tours and Space Mountain,
and the good version of Buzz Space Lightyear. Mountain. So yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They have everything space themed there.
Yeah.
So they've kind of backed themselves into a corner, and they have to do something about that, in my opinion.
I think so. Give us an international space station right in there and bada bing, bada boom.
Sure. Bring back Alien Encounter. Scare the crap out of us again. You never rode that, did you?
No.
Did you ride the Stitch version?
Nope.
Okay.
It's all brand new.
One day we'll have to do a discussion on that. But there are all sorts of space type things there. Let's move away from space and do something different then. Give us something new. Give us a new show. Give us new characters. Give us something new. Hmm. And I'd be all down for that. For a new Tomorrowland.
Hmm.
But it's like I always say, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya, tomorrow.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.